come out of the field, because she'd know when dinner'd be ready.
Yes.
Big old dinner bag. Okay. I'd love to know what was
there. What would you keep it, what would he keep his axe sharp on? Did you have those
grind rocks, and it worked with foot or hand.
Okay.
Turn it with grind, rock.
Yeah. Now my granddaddy, I used to, whenever I was there, he would sit and sharpen his pocket knife on a, did you see those things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whetstone, rock.
Yeah.
Not flint rock, what's it called?
Wet rock.
Wet rock.
Emery rock.
Grindstone. Grindstone. That's what they were called. They were this big around, you know. They were this big around and about that thick. And it was on a handle. And you turned it. And you had a water can up over it. Just enough, drip just enough water to keep that thing from sparking fire. Because when that metal was on that rock, where the, you could see the sparks flying there. And I turned it a many times on him.
Yeah.
That's from axes and...
Who's that?
So that's milk, picking up the milk.
Ma'am, I was raised in Georgia.
Oh, you were raised in... I keep saying Alabama. What part of
that's
Georgia?
That's okay. I was raised right on the Georgia-Alabama line.
Uh-huh.
Well, in Albany, Georgia. Mm. You know where that is?
Yeah.
About 40 miles from Plains.
I've got a good friend that's... She's been living there too, and she's got some folks there now, Virginia Richards. And I bet you, I don't know, I don't remember her. Do you know where Centra, Alabama on the Georgia line is? C-N-T-R-E?
Yeah.
Centra? Center. They call it Center.
Yeah.
And it's a spell, C-N-T-R-E. Well, she's right there now, visiting her daughter.
Well, yeah, I know Alabama. Where Centra is. But, okay, now, if you had a wagon,
yeah.
You had two horses. Mm-hmm. You had a big old wooden
mules.
Piece.
Mules.
Y'all had mules. You had two mules to a wagon. You call that a
team. Mm-hmm. Call that a team. Mm-hmm. We had horses, but they usually mostly mules to the wagon because they were stronger, don't you see? And the horses. They kept mares so they could, you know, raise, because they raise the horses, don't you see?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn to...
Ride horseback? Yeah, I started riding horseback. As soon as I went, I reckon I must have been about 10 or 11, 9 or somewhere along there. I rode horseback till I was 40 years old. When I married, my husband had some two or three pretty horses. We rode for... We'd ride. I loved horseback riding. Yeah, I know I was 45 for a quick. I like busted that knee. My husband broke horses. And I asked him regularly if I could ride that horse. He said, I believe you can. Well, I got up on it to, when I got up to put my foot to get up, it slipped and I fell my weight on that knee.
Put your foot in the horse.
Sir. And I fell this weight and I had this knee in a cast for I reckon about 6-8 months. And it's always given me trouble, but I love to ride. Did you ever ride horseback?
Well, yeah, my father used to have some.
Mm-hmm.
But I broke my shoulder once.
And so?
Threw me in the... You know, we had the kind of horses that whenever you're coming back, they would always go real fast.
Yeah. Hurry home.
Hurry home.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
But when you had a wagon and a pair of mules or horses or whatever, there was a piece of wood that ran down the middle, and that was a...
Wagon tongue.
Okay.
That you hitched them to?
Yeah.
Wagon tongue.
All right, now, you have a horse pulling a buggy, and what was the thing?
Shafts.
The shafts, yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did y'all have... What about the wagon? What were the parts of the wagon? Yeah.
Well, the main seat, that when you bought a wagon, the main thing that come with it was the wagon seat. There's a seat up there and had springs on it. And I tell you, that rode good, but we never did get to ride up there because that's where the mother and the